Cover crops enhance soil health, but they also have to die. Terminate cover crops in the spring so they don't become a weed management headache on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and more power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Cover crops restore nutrients in the soil, prevent erosion, and choke out weeds. But there comes a point where you have to kill the cover crop. All plants want to reproduce, and if the cover crop is allowed to seed, it can build up a seed bank in the soil that could haunt you for years to come. Jerry Hall is the president of Grassland, Oregon. He says the time to kill a cover crop is in the spring. If it dies due to winter kill, you're good to go. Otherwise, Hall says there are three main methods of termination.
You've got conventional tillage, which you're actually working them into the ground, like a green manure crop. You have herbicides. The non-selective herbicide works well. Or you can go in there and use what they call a roller crimper that rolls and cuts off and crimps the plant so it terminates it that way.
Deciding which method to use is determined by your access to equipment. Hall says if you're a conventional tillage person, you're already going to till the soil. No-till farmers have the option of a herbicide or the roller crimper. No equipment? Use the herbicide. Once the plants are dead, turn them under the soil. Some cover crops are considered biofumigants and continue offering benefits.
Go in there, you'll want to chop them up into small pieces and then till them in and incorporate them in the soil. As those plant tissues decay, they actually fumigate the ground and get rid of harmful insects and nematodes, as well as some of them are designed to help control weed seeds.
Depending on the cover crop species and method of killing it, you may need to leave some time before planting something else in that location. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about terminating cover crops at agriculture.com.